in the past. Could you explain again what the $100,000 was? And how can I use it? It's sort of an enforcement proceeding.
Yes, it's funding that, as part of a federal program, we pass to the Department of Revenue that helps fund specifically gasoline tax evasion. Enforcement programs.
For the future, you might just put the enforcement after that instead of the self and whatnot.
Are you looking? Mr. Chairman, I just would ask you the committee's information. I went to page 14 and just looked at the total. It's amazing. The general fund total of this budget is 6.8%. The general fund total of the federal match is 9.4. So this is a transportation budget that's definitely driven by federal money for everyone. Something to think about. Thank you.
Any questions or comments? Any options?
Maybe we have a couple minutes. Work expands to go the time allotted to it. Senator Russell's been a very valid point, and I think that as we need to continue having this discussion is exactly what our highway system is in the state of Alaska based on federal dollars. And where those federal dollars could disappear at any point in time and come down, and we perceivably could dwindle down based upon the loss of one congressman, we would be in a world of hurt. And, you know, we can talk about having a savings account in the CBR. We can also talk about how fast that would disappear if we lost the ability to garnish the federal dollars that we garnish. And at some point in time, we as legislators need to have that discussion of what we're going to do in the future and what we need to do in the near future to prepare ourselves for that inevitable, at some point in time, problem that we don't have. I think it's a very good point that the Senator brings up, and I think it's something we should have a discussion on.
The future of the state of Alaska used to depend on the health of Senator Stevens. Now it depends on the health of Senator Strom Thurmond, and that is a much more frightening prospect.
Yeah, and I appreciate the Washington have us still, since we have to come back to the fact that the money that the federal government has also comes for us, and that we shouldn't have a total disconnect. And that we didn't have any part in it, and perhaps this tax system was somewhat different. We might have a whole set of things in a little different order.
Thank you, Tom and Nancy. Appreciate your presentation. Coming up, it's not going to be a finance meeting on Wednesday. On Thursday, we're going to have SB 43, which is the campaign and legislative efforts, SB 88 Metropolitan Planning Organizations, and I'm not sure exactly what SB 48 is from its title, but we have 4 and 6, which is Senator Ellis's bill, which is number 4, and Senator Terrio's number 6, which was the property tax exemption levels. They were here probably before those under bills previously heard and scheduled. And then on Friday, the operating budget and the mental health budget are going to be up before us, and Senator Connolly will be chairing that meeting. There's other business to ask you?
Just to remind everybody that I will not be here. I'll start tomorrow afternoon and won't be back until Monday or Tuesday morning.
Thank you for the heads up. Senator Wilkin?
Senator Chairman, I need to try to clear back to Thursday night. I'll be on the morning plane coming back Friday morning. I'll be on about 10 Friday morning.
Thank you. Thank you.